welcome back to another edition of Drinking and Mocking, the draft podcast by Gritna Sports. We're back after a long month-long break from after the NFL draft. We're just a little Josh Allen out, I guess. And
bummed out a little bit.
And then we kind of got up for it, so it's not. We're in a better place now.
I have a jersey.
I don't know what y'all are talking about. I was rock hard for the whole month.
That's a lie. Oh, wait.
Harrison Phillips.
Oh, yeah, Harrison Phillips.
That's right.
Yeah, I think we got to mention that Harrison Phillips got drafted, and Vito, after all of this, has turned out to be exactly right, that he was coming to Buffalo.
I was hard as a diamond.
Wait a minute.
Congratulations.
Didn't you guys have a bet that he was going to be a first-round pick in the top 20 or something?
It was 50.
40. The line was at 40, I think.
50.
It might have been 50, I'm pretty sure.
Check the transcript. Yeah. But we did throw a contingency out in there
if the Bills drafted him,
no matter where,
yeah,
I win.
It was like a wash.
It was a wash. He dropped in the end of the third round at like pick 96.
Exactly. As my background states, pick 96, yes.
All right. So I didn't really get into it, but we're here doing NHL draft talk now. We promised it a long time ago, and then right after the NFL draft, we got some news that kind of...
Same weekend.
Sabres, against all odds. I mean,
Even though the odds were in their favor, they had the best odds.
But
against the odds of Buffalo always getting... seemed to be the shaft when it comes to...
The stick in the arse.
Yeah. They actually won the lottery. And with the right to draft Rasmus Dahlin.
Hell yes. I was shocked. And at the end of our last episode of Drinking, Mocking the Football, the NFL draft, we all had a quick discussion about what we thought was going to happen when the Sabres didn't win the lottery. We thought it was inevitable. And I can't believe we don't really have to expand upon anything in regard to the Sabres. Well, Dahlin's a pick.
I know.
We were all wondering, are we going to take a defenseman if we pick second? Or are we going to take Svechnikov, the best forward in the draft, in my opinion? And you and I were... I think we're split on that. I thought we should go forward because it's the BPA.
Yeah, well, you mean back then we were talking about, oh, is it going to be a forward or defenseman? The Sabres going to maybe trade down? If they don't win the lottery, are they going to trade down? Are they going to trade back in? We're all over the place. Now it's been
made pretty damn clear.
Pretty easy, yeah. It's going to be Rasmus Dahlin, and
it still hasn't really set in for me.
No,
he's such a great prospect. Like, I mean, Jack Eichel was great, but this is like getting Connor McDavid, and it's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, I put it right up on par with getting Eichel for sure.
Yeah. Oh, of course. You know, it's almost, I don't want to say better than Eichel, but I mean, we're getting the best player in the draft, bar none. No debate.
And the kid's got class too. I mean, you see at the Combine, everyone's like, oh, so how do you like in Buffalo? You know,
he's
going out
say
and
that,
everything,
though.
And he's just like,
it's like, I don't want to come here.
Yeah,
he's going to go
Buffalo.
Nothing's guaranteed yet. But if you think about it, back when Andrew Luck was the sure thing, number one pick, he's like, yeah, I'm going to love playing in Indy. But
he said that?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, Dahlin.
I mean, they're not going to say anything like negative.
But not saying negative, just he was like, you know, anything could happen.
Yeah.
He's not one cocky asshole.
I would like to be in Buffalo, I think is the way you put it.
Yeah.
Something like that. Which, guess what? You're coming to Buffalo. You better like it. You're going to be playing with Jack. You guys are going to hopefully turn the team around similar to Colorado last year. Colorado ended up trading away Matt Duchene early in the year to Ottawa. And Ottawa thought they were going to use that as for a cup run. Look where they're at, picking fourth in this draft. And look where Colorado is. They got rid of a superstar. Only got... you know, pieces back, nothing tremendous.
Some decent prospects, but...
yeah, I think they got Ottawa's next draft, like 2019 pick, which will probably be a lottery top percentage pick.
Ottawa's a weird team. Like, when they're good, it's like they don't even seem to have a good team. It's like,
no.
It's all by luck. They're so... you can't predict them. Like this year, they were expected to be a better team, and they were.
And they added Matt Duchene to that.
And yeah, in midseason.
And like,
yeah.
You would think that they would be like, "Oh wow, they got to be not a favorite, but like you know, someone battling for the conference title."
Yeah, and they absolutely fell apart.
And they fell apart, and it looks like Carlson's going to be on the move. Speaking of Carlson, what do you guys think they're going to do with him? What would you do? I mean, he's a superstar, but he's clearly not happy with how they handled the situation at the deadline. You're supposed to go to Vegas. He's due to get paid big time, probably the highest contract, definitely for a defenseman, maybe higher than anyone but maybe McDavid.
Yeah.
Like, what would you guys do?
If I'm Ottawa, I would have traded him at the deadline.
I agree.
I think they would have gotten a huge package for him. I think that that's not going to be as big now. I don't understand why they didn't move him. They're going to lose him for nothing.
Because they're going to be rebuilding for, what, 2-3 years minimum?
Yeah.
Probably longer. And Carlson's going to be, I mean, he's great. He's a great player. But that team needs a lot of work.
Yeah. I mean, I would resign him if they could. That speeds things up big time for them.
Right. So what are you saying you would do? You would have traded him, but right now, given the present day, what would you?
I would still. I would probably re-sign him if possible. But I'm assuming that he will not re-sign.
So that would be plan A.
Plan A always is re-sign him.
Yeah.
But I mean, the way that it's going though, I would have traded him at the deadline. I would have taken the huge package that they were going to get from Vegas. And right now, it's like I don't think they're going to get anything worth it. I think you.
No.
I mean, you got to try to move him for anything at this point, unless he's going to come back.
You know, when I was doing my mock draft, it was very difficult for me to find a team that could, A, afford to pay him what he wants, and give up the prospects and picks that it's going to command to get him. It's a really tough spot. Vegas doesn't have a first-round pick. I mean, they traded it to Detroit to get Thomas Tatar, who barely played in the playoffs. He was a healthy scratch for a number of games. So I was like, oh my, Vegas can't really, I mean, unless they give 2019, 2020 picks and their best prospect that they just drafted, is that smart? Is Vegas thinking they're going to be this miracle that they were this year? Because they have some talent, but I feel like a lot of guys are having career years in Vegas.
Yeah,
is it worth risking it all for Carlson to give up your farm system that you just built? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they got a good, decent start to a farm system, and I don't think they can just start mortgaging in the future already.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it might be some career year type guys there right now. It's like that really might have been a fluke year.
I feel like had they picked up Carlson at the deadline, we might have had a different cup champion.
Yeah.
Vegas probably would have had a really good chance at taking care of Washington in the finals. And now I think their small window is closed already. I don't know. I feel like we were just saying like a lot of guys with career years, I don't know if it's going to happen again. A lot went right. Not a lot went wrong.
Yeah, you just kind of got to play the wait and see game with them, though.
Because
we know, something is going right there. Maybe the coaching got the most out of these guys and can keep doing it.
Yeah, well, I think it would just be a big mistake to lose the talented prospect that they just picked up.
Yeah, they had like 3 first-round picks last year at the top 10. Cole
Glass and Suzuki.
Yeah.
One of them. There was another one. I don't know his name right off the top of my head.
I can't think of it either.
But either way, you know, you'd have to give up, I think, 2 out of 3 of those guys in order to get Carlson, along with first-round picks. And I don't think it's worth it. Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, Carlson's going to – he'll change – wherever he goes is like a big deal.
I think he's going to end up going to a contender. And someone in the bottom half that has prospects that they can afford to lose, picks they can afford to give up, you know, a team with some cap space. Think St. Louis, who I'll bring up in regards to Ryan O'Reilly. St. Louis has a lot of cap space and a lot of picks they can afford to move. And they already have a lot of really good pieces in place with Tarasenko and that.
So I have a question here, talking about where he may end up. I'm not as much into NHL as you guys. Any chance that he could be in Buffalo with a trade with O'Reilly? Because I mean, everything's talking about everything other than Darlene. It's where is O'Reilly going?
So you're
what's happening with O'Reilly?
O'Reilly to Ottawa?
Yeah,
I say that.
And get Carlson back. I mean,
Carlson to Buffalo would Buffalo would go nuts. It would be like throwing a Super Bowl party. It'll be so fun.
Yeah,
Darlene and Carlson together on a first line pair.
I don't think Otto trades in the Buffalo. Because
we're
I don't think they want him in the division. I think long term, the Sabres aren't I don't think they're trying to take on guys like Carlson right now that are like long term huge contracts because they gotta.
They gotta.
I mean,
pay
they're gonna Darlene. Pay Darlene in a couple years. Jack Eichel, obviously, is getting paid a good contract. You got Reinhardt, I think, needs an extension.
He does,
Ristolainen's getting paid.
He'll be getting one soon.
They're going to sign Tavares. And we do still have Ryan O'Reilly. Uncle Johnny's going to get him to come here. So,
Do you want to briefly talk about Tavares? He's the other big guy that might be on the move. They'll completely change the franchise as well.
You think it's realistic that he comes to Buffalo? I don't.
I'm putting it at a 75% chance.
Really?
Yes.
That guarantees that we move Ryan O'Reilly because we can't afford that many centers.
That's the only
scenario.
$8 million. Yeah.
Because Tavares is going to command $9-10 million at minimum per year. And we pay Eichel that. And who is the face of the city? John Tavares. And we got Ryan O'Reilly being paid $8 million a year.
See,
we have to move him.
I think one way or another, whether we get Tavares or not, we're moving O'Reilly.
I think O'Reilly's going either way.
What he did last year and...
Well, I think just part of the reason for moving O'Reilly is the money. So why would you move him and then have to commit two additional $1 million a year to Tavares over like 6-7 years minimum?
He's better for the locker room. He's better for...
Sure. I think he's a better player overall. I think Tavares would absolutely be a target. I think it would be worth paying for him.
I'm with you. I think it would be super exciting.
I think Buffalo's... probably one of the better destinations for him, too, though. He is good friends with Kyle Okposo, who happens to be long-term on the Sabres as well. They've had their best years together. That's a good pairing to get together.
I think Okposo is going to bounce back.
I think so, too. I think he was fine.
I think he had a bad couple stretches, and he had a lot going through the offseason.
He had serious health stuff before.
I think he was fine. The team was awful.
He also needs a good, like, talented center. Like, I think he'd be a good fit for to play on the wing with Jack or something.
Yeah. Because
he did so well with Tavares.
Before you just throw him to the third and fourth line again.
I think he got better as the season went on. I'm not too worried about him.
Me
being
neither.
A solid, and he's a good locker room guy. So
when we signed him for that first year.
I loved it.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, we got a bargain with this guy. He's a strong winger, can score. He's a big body. You can't just throw him around. So I really like what he did for us in the first year. And then, like I said, that offseason was a tough one for him. And I think the team being as bad as it was didn't help.
Yeah.
The talent was not there. I think if he's on a wing, say he's on the wing on the second line with, like, Casey Mittelstadt, someone with some talent, he can put a post over there to protect him and kind of coach him along. And you got that talent and that speed down the center with Mittelstadt. I think that's really impressive.
Yeah,
I think that could really work.
I think they probably sign a center, though. If they move Ryan O'Reilly, there's another decent center's coming in, whether it's a guy like Tavares, or if they take a little bit cheaper of an option, and like Paul Stastny, who I think would be a great fit as well. So
I liked him when he was in Colorado.
Yeah, same here. I love him in Colorado. I like that he does like Winnipeg, where he's at right now. He got traded to.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they're a strong team, too.
They have I don't know if they can afford to pay him, really, though.
Good point. I mean, they got Line A coming up. Contract. That's going to be huge.
Yeah, so.
They got a lot of other young players they got to pay as well. I think, who's it? Ehlers?
Ehlers. And then you got Shifley, who's, I think, making pretty good money.
Oh, really good, too. Yeah. They got a lot of good young players in Winnipeg. And they got to pay their defensemen.
Yeah.
They got a couple of younger defensemen. Trouba, I think, held out.
Trouba needs money. You got Meyer.
They were talking about Meyer not staying there much longer because of the contract that they got to
sell.
Stastny, like you said, he might not be horrible. But, hey, you never know. Let's move to O'Reilly in terms of where do you think he'll end up? I think we can all agree he's likely to be gone. Where do you see him at a team like Montreal who needs a center? Or do you see him towards the bottom of the draft, a team that already has an established locker room because he's got this, you know, negative, I don't know what we would call it. Like, what he said in that press conference is looked at probably negatively. Do you want to put him on a team that has established leaders that can, you know, make sure that everything's going all right with Ryan? Or do you think
he's
number one center in Montreal?
I think Montreal could be a very good spot for him, and I like what you can get in return for him for the Sabres. But Montreal, they need a center. They seem to like guys like him, too, that are kind of a little bit more physical and can kind of do everything. He just seems like a Montreal guy. And
I could see him wearing the C eventually.
Yeah, this like people want to talk Canadian. About, say he's not a leader or anything like that. I think he's still a good leader. He obviously wasn't happy playing on a shitty team this year. And
he went from a shitty team to another shitty team.
Yeah, the reason that he signed here long term, besides the money, was that he thought they were going in the right direction.
Yeah, build a
great team.
Yeah, build a rebuilded, nice young team, and he would be kind of the vet amongst a bunch of young talent. Yeah,
and he's still fairly young.
So. Right, he's still only 27 years old. He's going to be playing in the league for another 7 years or more.
At least, say.
He'll never get to see in Buffalo, though.
I think he will.
No, I don't think he will.
I think he could. I mean, if he showed up next year, I mean, and has a better attitude, I think they could give it to him. But it's probably going to Jack. I
think it's 100% going to Jack as soon as this year.
It very well could be.
I don't see how you don't. Who else do you give it to? It's either O'Reilly or him.
Tavares?
Yeah. No.
It's not unheard of.
I mean, we did it with...
I don't like the idea of getting someone...
We did it with Rivet.
I think they would want to have somebody that's been in that locker room. And
I think you give Tavares an A. Absolutely. I think, honestly, Risto should keep his A.
Yeah, that's
a... And then you got one more A to hand out, right? Or is it only two A's? I can't ever keep it straight. Yeah, because we had three guys wearing it this year. No C's.
Because we didn't have a C.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, I think Eichel's got the C on the jersey for the first game of the year. No doubt about it. I think as far as O'Reilly goes, I think we need to keep him. But
I'd like to keep him.
If the overpay or if the deal that is offered is too hard to give up, a lot of young prospects and a couple first-round picks or one first-round pick, then you do it. And in my scenario, in my mock, I have us trading with St. Louis. I don't know their prospect system, but their top one or two prospects with their first round pick, I think, gets the deal done. Or a top prospect and a good roster player.
O'Reilly can really go either way. If they're going to trade him or keep him, I'm fine with either option.
Yeah, I'm fine with either.
If they do trade him, I want it to be for guys that can come in and play right away, like Galchenyuk in Montreal or something like that. Just they can come in and play right away. I don't want to get any more prospects. We got a bunch of prospects, but we actually don't have room for all these prospects.
What if it's a prospect that's ready to go this year?
Well, that's what I'm saying, though.
Even though he's unproven.
Yeah, but it needs to be somebody that's going to be on the roster, someone that they expect to be on the roster and be a producer on the roster.
Yeah.
And I think they got to also bring in another veteran center, somebody with pretty good skill set, like we mentioned, Stastny.
Let's shift the conversation to goalies.
Yeah, I was just about to say, any chance
we need a goalie,
we get a goalie. Like, I mean, I'm sitting here doing research for tonight, and and the whole thing of drinking the Mocking Two, and just the Sabres needing a goalie, they ain't getting no love. Like, what are we gonna do? Because between the pipes this year, we were. Terrible.
Robin Lehner needs to go.
And I actually like Robin Lehner a lot. I think he's a very good goalie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a hot take. I think he's trash.
I think he's a very good goalie. I think their defense is trash.
But he's so aggressive and horrible with rebounding.
He's not good in the shootout.
He's rebounds the worst shootout goalie ever.
He is the worst shootout goalie ever.
He played way too aggressive and cannot handle rebounds.
I think he's got
great reflexes. One of the worst goalies Buffalo has had in the last decade.
No way.
Absolutely.
I think he's got great reflexes. There's a reason his save percentage is always pretty high. I mean, it wasn't a great year for him, and I think it was in part, again, because our defense is such trash, and thank God Rasmus Dahlin's coming in to hopefully save the day. I think we probably move on from Leonard, though. I think the organization would want to go on. I'm cool bringing him back for another year or so. I'm not signing him for much.
Is the future.
For the short term. Like, very short.
Years.
I think Leonard's probably gone. I think Ullmark's up.
And Pekka Luukkonen is going to be...
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is... I have high hopes for him. I think he's going to be a good goalie in the NHL. Like, really good.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's a big goalie. A lot of the better teams in the league now have goalies that are, 6'3 and above.
Yeah,
some even bigger. Like Bishop's like 6'7.
Like Robin Leonard, who's 6'6.
Yeah, but he's trash. There's a difference.
Right. I mean, a lot of the big goalies are kind of trash.
And the good thing is, and this will bring up Eric's conversation a little bit, is that the goalies you can find in the second round and on seem to be, you know, that's the hotbed right now. Goalies aren't being taken in the early first anymore. I think the earliest I've seen a goalie go in a while has been last year, Ottinger.
26, I think, right?
Yeah, it seems like goalies are sliding a little bit further down. Not entirely sure what that is. I have a couple theories, but...
The early 2000s, there wasn't a single year that a goalie didn't go in the top 11, we'll say, because the one year the top goalie went in 11. And then we go on, and you're saying 26, 30, you know, not even one in the first round.
Usually, like, one or none in the first round.
Yeah, and I think running backs in the NFL have been lately, other than this year, of course. But
that's a great point, and I think a lot of the better running backs in the league have been mid-round gems. And I think the same thing's been with goalies. I think Braden Holtby was a fourth-round pick.
A lot of the goalies out there nowadays are middle round guys.
Yeah, they're guys. I mean, Ryan Miller, fifth round pick. You brought him up earlier. One of the best goalies the Sabres have ever had. There's a lot of goalies that come up in the mid rounds that you're not expecting. You let them marinate in the minors and in their junior teams for a while. You develop them slowly. It's a slow cook.
Yeah.
And when they're ready, they're solid. But they're in their mid-20s at that point.
Yeah, it takes time, and I think that kind of scares a lot of teams off, especially towards the top of the draft, because they're looking for a guy that
can
hopefully
even
come in right away or in a year. And
yeah.
Most goalies, you're not getting the Marc-Andre Fleurys or Rick DiPietros, who went first overall, who shouldn't have gone first overall. I don't know what the hell they were smoking in the early 2000s, but...
Yeah,
that's the only time goalies have been drafted first overall.
They definitely should have took Henrik Lundqvist first overall, but he fell to 200. Shit just happens.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't have done it because there's good stuff. The goalies, though, I mean, you draft them that high, though, you feel obligated to play them. Both of those goalies should have sat for a couple years.
Right.
They rushed both of them in fairly quickly. And, I mean, while DiPietro had some good years... He had more injury problems. And Fleury has had some good years.
He
had some rough times. And traditionally, he's not a great playoff goalie. He played great in the playoffs this year until, like, the finals.
Yeah.
And then he choked, like, I mean, unexpectedly.
Yeah. Unexpectedly? No, he was definitely paid.
By who?
What?
Yeah.
Now we're getting into conspiracy theory territory?
Longest yard kind of shit going on over in Las Vegas.
Point shaving? You're accusing Marc-Andre Fleury of point shaving on our podcast.
What? Well, I mean, he plays for Vegas.
He plays for Vegas, you know.
I don't agree with that.
I really don't think he actually was point shaving. But something happened.
Paul Crewe.
Yeah. I think just mentally, he was not ready to be there again.
He let the pressure get to him?
More or worse. I don't think necessarily the pressure. I just think, I don't know, I just think he got in his own head, pretty much, where the Pittsburgh just gave him away, like, shoved him out the door to Vegas.
That was fuel for a while, and now...
And then he got to the finals, and he was like, yeah, what now? And then it got too much, and Ovechkin and company were just like, yo... They saw it and took advantage.
It's our year. That's what Ovechkin said.
Caps year, man.
Caps year.
Let's go. All right, so we'll move more into the draft talk now. We talked about some of the possible people that could be on the move that will affect the draft. Now, Nick, you came out with your mock draft just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you ever did an NHL one?
My first ever NHL mock draft. Did it just for you guys.
I like it, because I was kind of surprised when you said you were going to do it. I'm like, all right, man, I'm ready for this.
My knowledge on the NHL draft is not as vast as my football knowledge, because you can't really watch OHL and Swedish hockey games on TV as readily as college football. It's on every Saturday. I dedicate my Saturday to watching it. It's a lot more difficult to scout hockey players, because they play in all kinds of different leagues, all different kinds of countries. And it's harder to watch players that are not even 18 in some cases. So it's very difficult. But I had fun with it. I learned a lot. I got the draft order nailed down in my head now. That usually I memorize that in the early parts of the offseason.
So, before you get started, the one thing, because I looked over that, you always have a big rule when doing your mock drafts for the NFL.
No trades.
No trades. And I looked at your mock draft. You have like 8 in there or something.
Yeah, you're getting loosey-goosey in there, man.
I did.
First Mainly, time out, you're breaking all rules. No rules.
Yeah, I figured if it's going to be a shit show like I expect it to be in terms of accuracy goes.
If Vegas can make it to the finals in their first year, you can nail this exactly. Well, minus being off one pick, I guess. In your first year.
I hope I'm very accurate because who I have us coming away with, I like a lot. Also, I mean, the Sabres. It's really hard to go wrong with that first pick. I don't even think we need to discuss it much further. Rasmus Dahlin's going to be going to Buffalo.
Well, after here. You think?
I don't know. What do you think, Eric?
I honestly 129% believe that we are going to pass on Dahlin because our defense is not our problem. Our defense is our goaltending, and we're going to draft a goalie first overall by the name of Jacob Sharicki or whatever his name is. He plays in the butterfly. He seals the ice and plays up. He's got an excellent glove and a pretty good blocker as well. His legs are just so active. He can go post to post like Kiprusov, my comparison for Jacob, and I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce his name.
Steve.
We call him Spanky here at Gritna Sports.
Spanky the goalie. Is he your next guaranteed a Buffalo?
No.
Like Harrison Phillips?
I'm not going to do that this year. Maybe next year I'll do one of those.
You gotta find your guy early next year.
I gotta watch some, U-12 hockey league from Russia or some shit to find
you. Find your goalie in the U-12 KHL.
Yeah, U-12 KHL. I'm gonna say, 2035, he's coming to Buffalo.
All right. I'm looking forward to that prediction, Eric. Wild and crazy already.
All day.
All right. Well, Carolina was another team that jumped in the lottery. They're going to be taking Andrei Svechnikov, the guy that I wanted us to take had we not won the lottery. Yeah. I think he's a great scoring winger prospect, guy that's going to score you 40 goals a season like a Patrick Laine. And he's a big kid. He's already in an NHL body. He doesn't need to go back to the minors. He doesn't need to play in the NHL. He's ready to go. Day one, probably top 6 winger right away. Carolina got a lot of trade talks as far as their defense and Jeff Skinner. I think they're gonna move on from Skinner, and in fact, I have them moving Skinner to Colorado for their first round pick in this draft. So they'll replace their number one scoring winner right away with Svechnikov, who I think has a much higher ceiling. From there, I had the Coyotes trading up. I've been reading some rumors that they have called it Montreal to move up and take Philip Zadina, a guy, again, like Svechnikov, who I think could be a first day one first-round pick that plays right in the NHL. And that would be great for the Coyotes in their rebuild. That's probably getting close to its end. They have a lot of prospects ready to play. From there, you guys have anyone I want to... You want to talk more about rather than go through each and every pick?
I have a question, though. With Montreal moving back, we just talked about them being one of the candidates in the Ryan O'Reilly sweepstakes. Could they be stockpiling some picks?
To trade for O'Reilly?
Yeah.
They do have, I believe, 3 second-round picks.
Hmm.
And in order, if they were to swap picks with Carolina, Arizona, rather, they'd be getting more picks in the second round. And maybe they give us a couple seconds and some of their prospects. That way they still keep that first round pick. They get O'Reilly, that first line center that they need. And then we get a bunch of
I don't want a bunch of picks though.
I don't want a bunch of picks either, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, but for sure.
Moving back, willing to give up O'Reilly if they think he's worth a first round pick. Great. I mean, if people are talking about possibly 2 first round picks for him.
I don't think Montreal is going to be that team. I would love it to be because that means maybe we get a shot at a top 10 pick again. That would be great, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think I think Montreal's going to end up staying put.
I do, too.
And I think they want a center so bad they could take the guy that I have them taking at 5 at 3 and Zadina falling to Ottawa at 4. I think that's possible. I think they want a center so bad they may jump and take Jesperi Kotkaniemi, however the hell you say his name, take him over a guy like Zadina or Tkachuk.
I honestly don't see a way that anyone goes in the top three other than Dalin, Svechnikov, and Zadina. I think Zadina is pretty much a lock there, just because...
To Montreal?
Well, I think he's a lock in the top three. You can go to either any of the top two picks. I honestly don't think anybody else is coming in there. He was just
what kind of bet could we make on that?
I don't know. He was just so productive in juniors, and he's a little bit bigger of body, more of a sniper-type guy than a playmaker like
Svechnikov. I think you're making valid points,
so,
but that doesn't mean it's a guarantee at three.
I think it's guaranteed. I think it's a drop off once you get past those three in Talon.
I agree.
People, teams do not. It's not like the NFL draft where they're more likely to draft by need. They're going to go with the three top talented guys.
But remember when Columbus took Pierre-Luc Dubois?
Yeah.
And that was like, what the hell are they doing? I think you were here watching that with me.
Yeah,
we were like, what's going on?
Who'd they skip over? Puljujarvi or?
I don't remember that year, to be honest. Where were we in that draft?
Eight
with Nylander?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I probably didn't memorize the first round order as well because I didn't think it was important. It didn't really affect us, surprisingly. But my point is, I think anything can happen, even in the NHL draft. And in fact, if you're willing to throw some money down, I'll take it that Zadina doesn't go three.
What do you want to do?
Ooh, Paul, let's do it.
I think he goes in the top three.
$20?
I'll do $20, yeah.
I'll say it's someone other than Zadina.
Okay. So Zadina falls out of the top three, I get $20.
Deal.
Okay. Jake. I'm in.
All right.
You heard it here first, folks.
Just
a bunch of gambling addicts.
we lost some money on the
Belmont
Stakes
today.
Yeah, that's
50 bucks a page.
Yeah. So I have a question for you, Nick. You have listed here at pick number 17 for the New Jersey Devils, Grigory Denisenko, left wing.
Yeah,
that's absolutely just Mikhail Grigorenko, like dressed up like in a disguise, right?
That's what you think.
Yeah.
Do you know much about Grigory?
No.
Neither do I.
I don't know shit. I just saw the name. I'm like, that's definitely Mikhail Grigorenko's fake name. That's like it's his burner account.
Burner. You know what? I think you could be right.
I think he's like, I just want to go
that
back again.
According to sources.
Is he Japanese by any chance?
No.
Yeah, he plays for the Tokyo Cantinas.
No, he is not Japanese. Well, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about him, so no. I would not say he's big one.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering.
Burner account, very possible.
Question on your draft. I don't see the specific... Yeah, nope. Just double checking before I shove my foot in my mouth. Do you think there's any possible way that a goalie goes in the first round?
Not a chance. Second round, guaranteed, maybe late second. I guarantee you one will go in the round two or three. But I don't see one going in the first round at all. All
right. Since y'all started betting, you know, it kind of got me going.
I'll make a bet with you. What kind of bet you want to make?
You want to bet? Bet on what? Bet on anything.
I bet that there's a goaltender that goes in top four.
I knew you were going to put that 40.
That's a great line.
I'm going to take the over. How much you want to put on it?
So, meaning as they go 41 or later?
Yes.
You win 40
or later. I don't love
earlier.
That line.
I don't care.
Don't love it for who?
For me.
You. I think a goalie probably goes in the 40 above
40,
yeah. Usually that's where they start popping off is in the early second.
Come on, Eric.
You're gonna give him a third of the. You're gonna give him a third of the way through the second round before a goalie.
No,
he even thinks they're a first round potential.
Yeah, there is.
All right, so what kind of money are you throwing down, buddy?
You know my broke ass ain't got that much, so $5.
Make it worthwhile. You got the gritsters listening.
Oh, don't play. Oh, the heartstrings.
Cheese fries look delicious.
A fart free month.
A fart free month. I'll take it.
What do I get?
I don't know, Eric.
What is a fart-free month worth to you?
A lot.
I'm pretty confused because I thought you took the over, Nick.
I am taking the over. So over 40 games.
You're both saying that a goalie's going to go above 40, though.
I'm saying a goalie's going to go before 40.
Both saying that.
No, I'm saying he's going to go after 40.
Oh, I thought you said you were taking the over. I'm thinking over like the other direction.
Yeah. I think he's going from 41 and later in the draft.
Okay, I would say I think one probably goes in the first couple picks of the second round.
So you're saying the first 1 through 40 is one going to go?
I think between 31 and 39, a goalie will be off the board.
Yeah, I don't think
I think that's the range of the first goalie goes off.
All right, well, then what do you want, Eric? I'll buy you lunch or dinner for a full month. Once a week.
If I win, you're going to buy me...
Pokemon?
Pokemon, yes.
All right, deal.
The new Nintendo Switch game that's coming out on...
Are we advertising for them?
No, I just want to specify so you don't come back with Pokemon Blue from EB Games or some shit like that.
No free ads here. You're naming all kinds of things.
EB Games doesn't even exist anymore. We can name them, right? EB Games is long gone.
Yeah, well, they're technically GameStop.
Oh, well, fuck them. I don't want
to hear that. Toys R Us.
Radio time.
From some little mom and pop store selling fucking vintage video games.
All right.
Fine. We know what the bet is. I'm not worried about it. I'm going to win that one.
All right. So, do we have any more picks we want to mention here? I know you're not a big Brady Tkachuk guy. I know a lot of people love him.
No, I think he's overrated. He's overhyped. I think he's going to be fun to watch, but I don't think he's going to score the goals that you want. He plays a role.
I think he plays a similar role to how his brother is right now. He's a physical guy out there.
Not little, but big.
Yeah, he's a pest, but he's also very talented. I mean, he can put up some numbers. But
25 goals, I think, is his ceiling.
Oh, no. I think he can go higher than 30. But
you think he's better than someone like Sam Reinhart?
As a scorer, like overall?
Yeah.
I'd
rather have.
I think he's probably a better scorer than Sam Reinhart. Reinhart was traditionally never a goal scorer. For some reason, he's been able to put up 20 plus goals every year, but that's not even that great.
But what would you put his ceiling at? I think his ceiling.
I think he could score 30 to 35 goals. Now, I'm not saying every year, but I'm saying he could have a few good seasons over that.
I don't think that warrants him in the top five. Then
we'd be surprised to see him score more than 20.
I think he's a safe pick, though. That's what brings him up.
I think he is a safe pick. That's what brings your value up. Toughness.
He's got the family lines that can help him out.
I just wouldn't want him. Say we didn't get the Buffalo Sabres didn't get the first pick, and your team in the top four. I think there's some better options for you. I think at 5, 6, 7, that's the guy that you take.
I mean, I think he's the fourth. I think he's the third best forward in the draft. I mean,
behind
Zadina and Zvechnikov, and I would.
I think Wallstrom's better.
I'm not so sure about that. And I would definitely take, I think, both Quists above the Chuck.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll take a defenseman, that or Hughes, you know.
Well, I already hyped up Wallstrom quite a bit in my blog.
Yeah, go on there, read that.
I think he's the third best player in the draft. I think he's going to be a sniper.
We'll see.
40-plus goal scorer.
Hopefully he goes to a team that we don't hate.
Chicago? Please don't go to Chicago.
No,
I don't want Chicago getting another star. I'm sick. Like Boston, you know, like Pittsburgh, I'm sick of seeing the same teams winning.
Yeah, like Buffalo, getting all the top guys, you know.
Yeah, Edmonton.
Edmonton.
Don't go there.
The worst.
Yeah, we don't want that. But I'm really looking forward to watching Wallstrom play, hopefully for a team that utilizes him well and makes him kind of their Austin Matthews or Connor McDavid. I think he's got all star potential. I have him go into the New York Rangers, which I think would be a great landing spot. They're rebuilding. They could use a new face prospect. I think he'd be a great fit there. They have 3 first-round picks, so they'd have a lot of good prospects coming in. I like him a lot. Yeah, that's about it for the first round of this draft. Unlike the NFL draft where any player you take in the first round is going to probably make an impact right away, in the NHL draft, you're only looking at those top 10 guys as even having a chance. The top 5 is almost definitely.
Usually, yeah.
The top 10, outside the top 10, those guys are going back to their junior team, going to the AHL, going somewhere.
Going to college.
Going to college is another route. Yeah, I think that's why it's difficult with hockey. They're getting drafted at 18. They're not getting drafted after 4 years of college and 3 years of college in the NFL.
Yeah, they're not a bunch of 22-year-olds.
Yeah, there's a lot left to learn. They got a lot of growing to do yet. There's a lot of maturing to go through. They need to learn a lot more of the pro game before they make an impact. And the only those top five guys you're going to see in the NHL in the next year or two.
Probably. So that's all the questions I have about that right now.
Good, because I can't answer a whole lot.
All right, so I think we usually try to end the show with a mock draft of some sort. All three of us aren't like fully versed in, you know, every single player in this NHL draft here.
We don't say.
Vito doesn't know much. He's a big goalie guy, apparently.
He loves the goalies. Give them the respect they don't deserve.
I mean,
most important player on that ice.
I've done fairly light research on a lot of these guys. I mean, I know a lot of the top guys, but once you get past, like, the top 10 or so,
As fans of the Sabres, right now. I think we just look at where our range is. And as a guaranteed top four pick, those are the guys we cared about.
Oh, I'm going to be honest. I got a little lazy with the draft research this year because the Sabres are going first overall, and it kind of just like, that's all I care about in this draft. In a normal draft year, I know a lot more. This year, I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I mean, Darlene's coming here. Who gives a shit what happens the rest of the draft? Yeah.
Right. I mean, unless we make some blockbuster move and get another top 10 pick, then it'll be fun. But that's not going
to happen. Then we're all going to be hitting the computer to watch and research.
And then we draft Josh Allen again.
And then, yeah, then we're going to take Brady to Chuck. Terrible name.
Great name. So,
great name.
We're not going to go off of, the actual draft. We're going to do just a little draft, which we've kind of been doing on the Gritcast lately, drafting random things and, this time we're going to draft, make a team, basically a lineup, three forwards, two defensemen, and a goalie, using for only first overall picks. So, of the past, what is it?
I think 1990 we agreed on, 1990 forward. I think 1990 is a good...
Are we including Darlene?
I think we should.
Yeah.
It's a guarantee.
Yeah. So we're doing it the...
1990 on. Let's do that.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to do draft the first overall picks only... Try to get a lineup out of it. Three forwards, two defensemen, one goalie.
What about the goalie? We came up with a different rule for goalies because there's only two goalies from the '90s and at first overall.
Yeah, we're going from 1990 on, 1990 to present. So
first round pick for goalies, though.
Yeah, so for goalies, we're gonna make it a little wider of a pool because only two goalies have ever been drafted first overall. It's Marc-Andre Fleury,
first round pick,
Rick DiPietro. So we're going to go first round in general for goalies. You want to do rock, paper, scissors, see who's choosing first here?
Yeah, let's do this.
Three-way action, you know
that? One, two, three.
All right, so Vito, you're out. Me and Nick. Paper, scissors, shoot. All right, Nick.
I go first?
You can go first.
Well, this is
And then difficult. We'll go to me and Vito.
Yeah, we'll do Snake.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is actually a lot more difficult than I thought it would be. It's hard for me to take a certain someone because I hate him this much. Now, I don't necessarily hate him. When Sidney Crosby was first drafted, I was a big fan. But he has really gotten on my nerves lately. So I'm not going to take Sidney Crosby first overall, although he's probably well warranted. I'm going to go Connor McDavid, first overall pick.
So you're taking Connor McDavid. I think that's probably the safest pick in the draft.
Yeah, I love Connor McDavid. He's very likable. He doesn't have that stupid attitude. You know that he doesn't cry to the refs like Crosby seems to get. You know all those calls in his favor. He's the golden boy of the NHL right now, Crosby, and I think McDavid's going to take that title from him eventually. But he hasn't yet, so he's a lot more likable. That's my pick. What are you going with, Craig?
Okay, well I think I'm going to go a little ways back here from.
Oh really?
The draft.
I was looking back. It was difficult.
The draft of the year that I was born, 1991, I take center Eric Lindros. With all his injuries, he's probably still the second most talented guy on this entire list.
I like the pick.
And probably after McDavid.
It was a consideration of mine, but I think I made the right pick. Who are you going with, Eric? Who's your pick? You got back-to-back picks, in fact.
So I am going to go with... Oh, I got back-to-back. That's right.
I just said that.
Going ass to ass. Come on.
Ovechkin and Tavares.
Oh. Interesting. That's a nice little line there.
All right. Craig?
Oh.
That's a scary combo, but I don't know if I agree with that second choice.
Well, kind of hating my first pick now.
Lindros. Were you thinking of taking because of the centers that are available?
Well, now I kind of want to take Crosby, but I've already drafted a center.
What does that mean?
So I can't. It doesn't have to be a wing. It's just three wingers. Fuck, I'm taking Crosby then.
I was gonna take Crosby. I was gonna take Crosby. I like that pick because of he should have been the second guy off the board.
You should have, but I like Lynch, old time hockey man.
Yeah, it's a good pick. All right, I'm back to back now.
Oh,
this is fun. I'm gonna take Patrick Kane to line up next to my boy Connor McDavid, and then from there, this is where it gets a little dicey. I'm not sure. The best available defenseman. That's the problem. I'm going defense here. Wow. If you look at it, the defensemen are pretty awful.
There's not
a good history of
first overall defensemen haven't been good, except for the guy that's about to be taken by the Buffalo Sabres. I'm going to take Rasmus Dahlin.
The first defenseman off the board has not even seen...
I don't even care. I think he's that good.
I mean, I think I looked at the board because I was going to take a defenseman and jump on that because I knew y'all were jumping on forwards and shit. And I was like, well, shit.
They're not very good. Craig, who you got?
Oh. I think I'm going to go with another recent player. I'm going to take Austin Matthews, close out my forwards.
So your lineup is Crosby, Lindros, and Matthews. That is terrifying.
I love it.
That's going to score a lot. The only thing is that three centers or what is?
Like, oh yeah, it's three
centers. Hey, I got myself a real winger. Does that give me any sort of advantage?
I don't need wingers. my guys are versatile enough; they can get out there and play all three positions. All
right, Eric, what do you got?
So
you got back to back again.
I am going to go with. I need to finish out my front line.
So who'd you have already? Again, you got Ovechkin and Tavares. So who do you got? Who's your next pick?
I love this guy. You know, I'm going to go with Steven Stamkos.
Oh, man, that was my next pick.
I was waiting for that one.
I almost took him, but I needed a defenseman.
And I do need a defenseman. So
I think there's only one defenseman worth taking at this point.
There's two that I'm thinking.
The one for sure.
The one I only want to take because of his last name. And the other one I only want to take because he knows how to spell his name right.
Well, then make your pick.
I'm going to take Eric Johnson.
Oh, gosh.
That was the worst pick in this entire draft.
I don't care. He spells his name right.
Well, at least we know.
That's true. He spells Eric with the K. I guess there's something to be said about that.
All right, Craig, you're up. Who you got?
I'm going to go with a defenseman, finally. I'm going to go with Ed Jovanovski from 1994, Florida Panthers.
That was my next pick.
Yeah, he had a great career.
Very good career.
One of my favorite defensemen of all time. I am ecstatic to get him here.
All right, I'm back to back again. This has been fun so far. I think there's only one more draftable defenseman. Aaron Ekblad is my next pick.
Yep, he would have been next.
So Dahlin and Ekblad, good for the next 10 years. That's definite. And now, I'm going to go with goalie. Someone's going to hate me.
You son of a bitch, I swear to God. I will fart right now in your face, straight up, no pants, no underwear, straight nose to ass.
That's how you get pink eye.
Oh, boy.
You are so getting pink eye right now.
Hold on, I'm searching to make sure that I'm right on a different goalie, not being a first-round pick. And I'm almost sure Patrick Waugh was not a first-round pick. No, he wasn't.
But he was in the 80s.
Huh?
It was in the 80s.
That's what I thought. Sorry, Eric. Martin Brodeur.
You son of a bitch! Give me your nose!
No!
Give me your nose!
Oh!
The ass is out!
Eric, oh my god! Oh my god!
I hate you!
Did you spread your cheeks for him?
Yeah!
Oh my god! You just looked into the fucking black hole!
I said nose to ass!
I just lost 10 years of my life by seeing that.
Good!
Oh my god!
Good!
You had a plenty of rounds to take him, boy.
No, good!
Sorry, buddy.
Fuck.
Aaron Ekblad.
God damn it, son of a bitch! Fuck! The only thing I know about hockey is Martin Brodeur! Fuck!
God, that was the most
outrageous. This is all fake.
I'm really pissed. That's why
you shouldn't have taken Eric Johnson because of his name.
Well, because I thought I was going to be able to get Brodeur. Nope. So I didn't need a defense. All I needed was going to take five forwards.
Sorry, bud. All right.
Fuck!
Craig? Wow. Got a little off the rails.
That was terrifying. I was actually scared.
I was scared for my life right
now. Yeah.
Look into the depth.
So, there's two defensemen that I'm thinking about taking. One had a very long and productive, just solid career. And the other had his career cut somewhat short due to injury. I think I'm going to go with Chris Phillips from Ottawa in 1996. He played for them for like fucking almost 20 years.
You know, that's why the name seems familiar. I don't remember, you know, I don't really like Ottawa.
He retired after the 2014-2015 season. So yeah, almost 20 years in the league. Very good, you know, all that time. So I that's my guy, man. I'm happy with Jovanovski and Chris Phillips on the back end.
Not bad. I think I went with the youth movement. You went with
the
older guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's the best of the older boys, so to speak.
And then Beto, he got Eric Johnson and Ovechkin and Tavares kind of in that middle ground area.
And Stamkos.
Oh, and Stamkos. He took the whole middle ground. So what do you got, Beto, to close out your draft?
Well, I need another defenseman.
You need a goalie.
And a goalie. Fuck you. Who did you take as your goalie?
I'm taking a goalie.
Yeah, that's your last pick. It'll be a goalie.
Yeah.
You got back-to-back. So your team's going to be done here.
Well, I'm going to take Brian Beard.
The only available defenseman.
He was Brian Berardi. He was the other defenseman I was talking about, though. He had an eye injury. He took a stick or a skate to the eye.
He is a Calder Memorial Trophy winner.
Yeah, he won the Calder his rookie of the year, his first year. Then he took an injury, I think, after a couple years to the eye. Played with one eye the rest of his career.
Wow.
I think he technically had an eye, but I think he was blind in it.
Huh.
And he was always more of an offensive defenseman. I liked him a lot. But unfortunately, that injury kind of takes off a lot of your career.
So who you got to go, Eric?
You son of a bitch. I'm going to fucking teabag you so hard tonight.
That is really weird.
I don't care.
I think the goalie option is pretty clear to me.
Well, I really don't like this goalie.
There's some good options at goal.
Are these?
I took the best. Make your goalie pick, Eric. It should be easy.
I don't like this goalie.
Well, you know what? You should have drafted Berger earlier.
There's been tons of goalies drafted in the first round, Vito. Pick one.
Eric, take Carey Price.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It should be obvious.
I was looking at the second guy, but
I'm trying to help you for taking the guy you wanted.
I'll take Carey Price.
All right. Sorry, Craig, if that was your guy, was it?
I was going to take Carey Price, but
my next one would have been...
I think Luongo was the other clear choice.
Yeah. Roberto Luongo. I don't like him.
I know I like
Luongo. Luongo had some stretches where he was like, oh my God, really good. And then he had some where he's like, why is he still in the league? Why is this guy still playing? I get the frustration with him.
That's my guy, man. My goalie, the last pick of our little draft here. I'm taking Martin Biron.
You're the first round pick?
Yep, the Sabres. Holy 1990.
I almost picked
something,
him.
86, 80.
Really? Wow. Well, I'm not done yet. I got one last pick.
I forgot about Marty Biron.
I'm the only one that didn't fill out their forwards in blazing speed like you guys.
I wanted to grab him all I could.
Yeah, I got the best lineup.
I don't think you do because you took Eric Johnson.
Forward lineup.
All right. Well, my next pick, I was hoping I'd get Steven Stamkos to play the other wing for me, but
you want to make a trade?
No, thank you. I'm more than happy to put Ilya Kovalchuk on my other wing, so I have two true wingers in Patrick Kane and Ilya Kovalchuk, centered by Connor McDavid, with a defensive pairing of Rasmus Dahlin and Aaron Ekblad with Martin Brodeur, the Great Wall. That
team. And this just in, Ilya Kovalchuk has left Nick's team for Russia.
I think Nick had the best draft.
So that concludes the draft. Like, you want to just say your team real quick?
Oh, yeah, my team, I think I just said it, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I'll repeat it. Patrick Kane,
sorry,
followed by Connor McDavid, And who's another? Ilya Kovalchuk, who went off to Russia, I guess, already.
Yeah, yep, gone.
My defensive pairing is Dahlin and Ekblad behind the net. And that is Martin Brodeur, easily best goalie. Yeah. Who do you got? Who is your team, Craig?
I have Eric Lindros, Sidney Crosby, Austin Matthews, all of my forwards. I mean, they're all centers, but I have a good feeling about this one.
And then your defensive were some older guys.
And on my defense, Ed Jovanovski and Chris Phillips. I think that's a pretty solid defensive pair. Not a ton of offense. Jovanovski had some good offensive years.
And then you got yourself a local fan favorite.
Marty Biron, man.
Radio personality right
best,
now.
Best eyes in the world.
And then Eric's team.
Who can score but can't keep anyone from scoring.
JT. John Tavares.
Johnny T. Steven Stamkos and Alex Ovechkin.
There's your sniper.
And then my defense is, I call him Eric Beard. It was Eric Johnson and Brian Beard. And then my goaltender was...
Brian Berard.
Carey Price.
All right, well, I'm
thinking Eric's team just quits.
Yeah.
And then we face off, and the winner would be...
My team is...
Oh, I think Nick wins in the end. I mean...
Oh, there's no... Brodeur wins it right there.
That's why I thought Brodeur was going to go much earlier. I thought you were going to take him with your first pick.
And that,
I didn't think you liked him that much.
And that is, he's the best goalie of all time, arguably. Him and Patrick Waugh.
Yeah, that's why I looked and up Waugh, because he was my favorite player growing up.
Yeah.
Him and Forsberg. Hey, I wish I could have drafted Forsberg, but he was in the first
round. I should have took Brodeur first overall.
You should have? I thought you would have done that. But hey, that was fun.
So yeah,
we can do more of these.
Yeah, I enjoy it. So
I don't.
I think that's gonna wrap us up though. Maybe if anything happens, we'll do another one before the draft. I'm not sure that's gonna happen.
Hey, if there's a shake up, a couple trades that shake it up,
definitely.
I'm down to do one. Maybe on draft night when we're watching.
Yeah, right around draft. Yeah, we'll do it something again.
Yeah, and who knows, will meet my ass.
Yeah, okay.
For taking Brodeur. I'm sorry.
So Vito, any final words here?
Nick's nose will meet my ass.
Fantastic. Nick, anything else?
No, looking forward to this draft. The Buffalo Sabres finally won a lottery, which will be fun. It'll be short for Sabres fans. That first pick's all that matters, and then after that, it's just...
Then we celebrate.
And we celebrate. We finally got a guy that, we all wanted.
Then we Google what the rest of the draft was the next day.
You will.
All right.
What about you, Craig? Any last words?
I think Nick's draft showed that it's extremely important to have the first overall pick.
Yeah.
It makes things easier, so I'm ecstatic that Sabres got Rasmus Dahlin at number one overall.
Good thing I had good rock, paper, scissors skills.
There you go. You outsmarted me. So, all right. That's all I got, man. Subscribe on iTunes to the Gritcast, which is also the home of Drinking and Mocking. And, check out the blog at grittinessports.com, Twitter at grittinessports. You can hit up Nick at Nick Chow's.
Yeah.
Just Nick Chow's. And Vito at W_Doster.
And all about the underscore.
I'm your boy at DirtyGeets20 on Twitter. Peace.
Deuces.
Later, nerds. Great
scourge.
Woo! Woo! Yeah, you better take a shower.